What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, Tom Kelly with you for another segment here. I'll be back with you tomorrow afternoon as well. You want to get in 215-592-9494. This segment brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. And we got the All-Star Game coming up tomorrow night. Home Run Derby tonight. Real quick, at the end of the show, we will make our Home Run Derby picks before we get out of here. But the All-Star Game tomorrow night, only one Philly participating. That is Kyle Schwarber. Zach Wheeler got in. He elected not to pitch. I do wonder about that one, like, because Zach Wheeler elects not to pitch the middle of last week. I wonder if he, like, got wind of the fact that Skeens was going to be selected as the starter and then elected not to pitch. Because if he was going to be selected to be the starter in his hometown, that would be a really difficult thing to pass up. I mean, being a starter in an All-Star game, especially starting pitcher, that's a pretty big honor. So I don't know, just speculating a little bit there. But the big controversy has been, you know, surrounding the pitching staff. As the Phillies, Ranger Suarez, Christopher Sanchez, both not in it. Ranger Suarez, now, this came out after the fact that Ranger was actually offered the opportunity and declined. So I don't think he'd be that upset about that. But Christopher Sanchez, who pitched for the Phillies yesterday and another great outing yesterday, Christopher Sanchez absolutely should have been offered the opportunity. Apparently wasn't. And that's just wrong. And the big controversy, more than anything, is that the guy who's in it, Jacob Mizorowski from the Brewers, has only started 5 games in the major leagues, really hot young prospect, but after 5 starts, I don't care how good you've been, that's really not enough of a resume to be in the All-Star game. Here was Ken Rosenthal talking about Mizorowski and the selection of him to be on the NL squad.
I see both sides of this debate. I certainly see the side of Major League Baseball and Fox. They want to generate as much attention as possible for the game. They want to generate as much buzz as possible for the game. Jacob Mizorowski does that. He's the Miz. He is a sensation. He is exactly what you want in terms of marketing. Now, the problem is, of course, to those who see this selection as something less than ideal, is that Jacob Mizorowski has made 5, count them, 5 starts in the major leagues. Only 5. And the question becomes, how far do you lower the bar? Paul Skeens had made 11 starts last year when he became the all-star starting pitcher for the National League, but he had been dominant in those 11 starts, even more dominant than Mizorowski. Had a 1.90 ERA. No one had a problem with that. He came up in early May. He had been a major leaguer for the bulk of the season. But again, when you choose a Mizorowski, you're not choosing others who have been with their teams the entire season and others who have really worked their entire careers to become an all-star. And I think of Tyler Rogers, the San Francisco Giants reliever. A friend, or actually a commenter on my column this morning, mentioned Nick Pivetta, who certainly has been all-star worthy for the Padres. They've got three relievers. That should be enough. But yeah, Pivetta's pitched really well. And there are others as well. Others who did not get a spot because Jacob Mizorowski did.
And, you know, the way I look at it, and I was arguing about this with Al yesterday. Al's okay with it because he says the All-Star game is more of a showcase. Take the guys that people want to see. I just think it's ridiculous. Like, you got to at least offer Sanchez the opportunity. And part of the reasoning that's been used is, oh, he's pitching on Sunday, so he wouldn't be able to pitch on Tuesday. If that is really going to go into the selection process, then just move the game back to Wednesday. Like, and start the second half a day later and don't have games on Friday, because you can't eliminate all these starting pitchers just because they're starting on Sunday. Like, Christopher Sanchez is having an incredible year, and good on the Phillies to give him his all-star bonus regardless. But what do you think, Justin? I think it's unfair and pretty crazy for Christopher Sanchez not to be offered a spot over Jacob Mizorowski.
I see both sides of this. I part of me is just like, baseball should use the All-Star game as what Al was saying. It's a showcase for not only the best players, but the most marketable players. Baseball needs to get younger. They need to get in with the young fan base, and a guy like the Miz is a good example of trying to do that. And Chris Sanchez isn't a household name, and he'll never be a household name. Well, he'll be a household name here in Philadelphia, but he won't be nationally. And I see why Major League Baseball made that decision. However, as a Phillies fan, as a Christopher Sanchez fan, it bothers me. It gets under my skin a little bit, and it feeds into the anti-Philadelphia narrative. Don't you agree?
No, I don't think it's an anti-Philadelphia thing. I think it's just, you know, Mizorowski is a more marketable guy than Christopher Sanchez.
Yes.
I think because of the fact that he's one of these hot prospects, they look at him as another Skeens type guy. We might be on the opposite side of this. If, say, Andrew Painter comes up, a month earlier, and he's in the Mizorowski position, they probably would have given Painter the opportunity.
Well, imagine if Mike Abel didn't fall off the wagon.
Right.
Like, he would have been had that opportunity.
Sure. Same thing. And I think with a guy like Sanchez, because he does it quietly, because his stuff's not overpowering, he doesn't get the opportunity. But I don't think that's fair. I just don't think it's right.
I think you're right, and that it's not overpowering, and that he's not a marketable name. But I mean, look at the All-Star game last year. Zach Wheeler should have started the All-Star game last year and was having a better season than Paul Skeens was. But Paul Skeens was chosen to start the All-Star game, the youngest person to ever start an All-Star game, because he's a more marketable name.
What do you think about my theory that Wheeler didn't go because he kind of had back channels that Skeens was going to be selected?
Yeah,
it's very speculative.
I understand it's speculative. I don't think it's crazy. You know what I mean? Because like I was just saying, the same thing happened last year where Wheeler should have been the National League All-Star starter, and he wasn't.
But I'll say this. Like, am I kind of disappointed that I won't get to see Wheeler pitch tomorrow night? Sure.
I am.
But at the same time, as a Phillies fan, I'm happy that Wheeler and Suarez are not pitching. I think it's better for them to not pitch.
What's an inning difference?
No, it's not a huge inning difference, obviously, but I do think like the ability, like now, because Wheeler's not even going to pitch that first series after the break they announced.
Yeah, they're saving him for Boston.
Now you get him like legitimately a 10-11 day break. I think that's really important for pitchers. Like, that's almost like, it's almost like an IL stay.
Yeah, I mean,
without it being an IL stay.
Chris Sanchez is getting a ton of rest.
Yeah. So I think in that regard, it's better for the Phillies. And it makes me wonder, do they think that the All-Star break and so many guys participating last year hurt them? Like, I don't know.
That's a dumb thing to think if they think that.
Well, probably not.
That's like the same thing as the London argument of, oh, going to London, it killed them. It's like every team participates in the All-Star weekend. Come on.
Yeah. No, I think, but more for pitchers than position players, I don't think it matters. I mean, you're going to you're standing in the field, you're taking a bat, whatever. But I do think for pitchers, just having that full week off where you're not throwing, you're not doing any work, I don't know. I think there's something to that.
I so disagree. I think that there's a little something to getting rest, but it's such a minimal impact, especially for the relievers who are getting like one or two batters.
Yeah.
It's such a little, it means nothing to me, frankly.
Yeah. Well, and the All-Star game, the one good thing though, tomorrow night, And we'll talk some more All-Star stuff tomorrow. They're finally, finally doing what they should have done a long time ago. And the players will wear their actual uniforms and not the generic ones that are terrible. So that's at least a step in the right direction.
Well,
it'll make it a little more watchable.
It makes sense of why they sell it. Because I said this, I said to Fran Rojas last year, I said, I'm thinking about buying a Paul Skeens All-Star jersey. And it's like, I wouldn't buy a Pirates jersey, but I would buy a Skeens All-Star jersey.
Really?
He's the youngest person to ever start an All-Star game.
Okay. Well, no opportunity to do that this year, unfortunately. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to OG Wade. What's up, Wade?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's going on, man?
I'm listening to this conversation y'all got going on here about this Jalen Hurts ranking the thing and all of this stuff. And I heard UTK, and I heard the word content, okay, putting things in. Are y'all aware, when you're talking about the quarterbacks that you put in front of Jalen has all had better years than Jalen, like Joe Burrow, right? You say he had a better year?
Like statistically, he had a better year than Jalen.
Okay.
Sure, yeah.
Team didn't even make the playoffs, but he had a better year. This is where our mindset is nowadays. Okay, so let me move
on
from that.
But wait, just one second. Joe Burrow had like the worst defense in football last year. Would you disagree with that?
I would disagree with that. You know
you
why
would?
I would? Because Joe Burrow missed the playoffs by one game, correct?
Yeah.
The first game of the season against New England Patriots, they lose the game 14-10. 14-10.
They did, and he had a bad game. But that doesn't mean he had a bad season.
No, but that was Joe Burrow's moment and time to actually do something where though.
Well, what about the rest of the season, Wade?
Oh, I'm okay with I get what you're saying with the rest of the season. My point is everybody is saying Joe Burrow had a bad defense, but when his defense did stick up for him, Joe Burrow didn't show up. So stop blaming the defense all the time. Sometimes it is the quarterback's fault that they didn't make the playoffs. 2 years in a row, Joe Burrow didn't make the playoffs. Now, let me go to this here. Everybody talk about the weapons Jalen got. Oh, he's surrounded with so much, right? Ain't that the fact, right? True?
Yeah.
Do you know that Jalen Hurts played a total of 4 games with his weapons out of 17 games? 4 games he played. With Goddard, A.J., and Smitty. 4 games, but nobody talks about that. Did you know that that Jalen Hurts
Wade, calm down for 1 second. So, Dallas Goddard missed some time. How many games did he play with those two receivers and Saquon Barkley? Like, like double digits games?
No, absolutely not. I said, listen, Devontae Smith missed 4 games last year. A.J. Brown missed 3 games. Goddard missed 7. So when people are talking about we had a stacked roster, no, we on paper we did, not on the field.
Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
When you're trying to get on the same page with guys, it's hard to do that when you got guys missing out of the lineup. So, of course, and then you're in games where you don't have to throw the ball. You see what I'm saying? Joe Burrow ended up with them numbers because they couldn't run the ball. So in order to for them to get their points, they got to throw. But the Eagles is different. We could throw and run the ball. So that's why you see the separate in the numbers. That's why I tell people, stop using numbers to try to determine who's the better quarterback. Look at the games, and you look and see what effect does that quarterback have.
No, wait. That's what I'm doing. And when I watch the games, I feel like those other guys are better quarterbacks. That's the what I see. You might see something differently. I see those guys as better quarterbacks than Jalen.
Right, but here's what you you can see what you want.
And I'm not. You might think I'm basing it all on numbers. I'm not.
No. Here's the problem with your vision, then. Okay, because Josh Allen had a chance to play in the Super Bowl. He was faced with a moment that all he had to do was make a play. He failed to make that play to get him to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, wait, and he made an incredible play, and his tight end dropped the ball.
No, don't say incredible play. No, that was a poor play. Guess why? He got all out blitzed. He sprung out to the right and threw up a Hail Mary.
It went right in his guy's arms and he dropped it.
No, you're wrong. No, you're wrong.
Wait, watch the play, man.
Hear me out, TK. Hear me out. Calm down. I know you're emotional. If you look at Kincaid, he was running outside the numbers. That's where his route was taking him.
Uh-huh.
Josh Allen threw the ball up in the air. Kincaid came back and went and tried to dive to make the catch.
Yeah, because he's got three guys in his face.
Okay, but what about the guy that was in the flat with nobody on him? Josh Allen missed him. That was a touchdown.
Yeah, wait. When you have three defenders, if you have three defenders in your face, I don't know if you'd see that guy either.
Oh, Jalen Hurts did it in the Super Bowl.
Okay,
that's what he did. Took him off.
Yeah, no, I got you.
You know what Steve Spagnuolo said? He said that Jalen Hurts' legs was the only thing we did not have an answer for.
Yeah, Jalen.
That's
was,
all I'm saying, guys.
Nobody's saying Jalen. I
no,
hear you.
But what you got to learn how to give the man credit where it's due. Dudes credit for losing.
I got you and appreciate the call. I'm giving him credit. I've said multiple times. He played his best games in the two biggest games of the year. But I'm not going to forget about the rest of the season because of two games. And you can think whatever you want. You can say, oh, you're basing on stats, whatever. I'm not basing on stats, man. I'm basing it on what I see. And what I see when I watch all those quarterbacks, I think Jalen Hurts is the sixth best quarterback in the league. I think that's pretty high. You can, and if you just want to look at it, is his team won, the other team lost, Joe Burrow's a loser, Josh Allen's a loser, Lamar Jackson's a loser, fine. I view it and I evaluate it differently than you do. Let's go to Gavin in New Hope. What's up, Gavin? Let's go to our guy Big V. I haven't talked to Big V in a while. What's up, Big V?
TK, how you doing, brother?
What's up, man?
TK, I got to confess. This butt whooping that you're getting today, you deserve it.
Butt whooping. What butt whooping am I getting today, Big V?
Well, let's take it from OG Wade. Let's take it from your coach.
OG Wade, get out of here.
TK, in what world that you're basing the last year's record of a quarterback's rating and you put the NFL Super Bowl champion at six?
I think he's the sixth best guy. That's why I put him six.
You think that he's the sixth best guy?
I do. I think he's the sixth best guy.
Which is why you're still at WIP and not at ESPN.
What?
TK, here's the thing, brother. You're letting your hate for Jalen and the simple fact that Jalen
I like Jalen, Big V. It's not hate for Jalen. I'm just being honest. You want me to lie and say I think he's the best quarterback in the league? That's what you want me to do? You want me to lie to you?
That's what I want you to do. I want you to lie to me. You know why? Because I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Okay.
I'm a Jalen Hurts fan. And Jalen has done something that only quarterback who's ever gotten that Jalen hasn't surpassed would be who? Jurgensen?
Well, Big V, did you think Nick Foles was the best quarterback in the league when he won a World Super Bowl?
I thought that at that particular time, Nick Foles was.
He stepped
in, and at the biggest moment when it all counts, he produced.
So you think he was a better quarterback than Tom Brady at that time?
At that particular time,
On that day, he was. It doesn't mean he was a better quarterback than Tom Brady. And that's insane, Big V. That's insane.
Greatness isn't defined about your stats. Greatness is defined about when it comes time to winning at the big games, do you do it? And that's what they did.
He did. He did do it. He did it. He did it in the two biggest games. And that's something that a lot of quarterbacks, Donovan McNabb, who I think is the most underrated quarterback and probably underrated athlete in the history of Philadelphia, Donovan can't say that. Jalen did. But it doesn't change my opinion that I still think Donovan's a better quarterback.
I agree with you that Donovan McNabb was a very underrated quarterback. He had an arm like
But he didn't win, so I guess he sucked, right?
Well, Donovan didn't win, and he sucked because management decided not to put anybody around him that would be comparable to his talents that would get them to the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, they did get TL, but that was way.
But hey, if you're that great, you should just win, right? And regardless.
Okay, so if Tom Brady and all the rest of them were that great when they played Jalen, shouldn't they have won?
Yeah, well, Big V, I was being facetious, Big V.
TK, it can't be a different scale for the rest of these people who don't win than it is for Jalen who did win.
There's not a different.
Well, your argument makes no sense.
Big V, there's not a different scale, and I appreciate the call. We're up against it here, but there's not a different scale. I'm viewing it on how good I think the quarterback is. I'm not just viewing it on who won a Super Bowl and who didn't win a Super Bowl. If you want to look at it that way and you think Josh Allen stinks and Joe Burrow stinks and all these guys, they haven't won a Super Bowl, so they're not any good, fine. I evaluate quarterbacks differently than that. That's where I stand on it. Let's get a final read on our Twitter poll question of the day. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Our Twitter question of the day, at TommyKelly44 on Twitter. Is it disrespectful to rank Jalen Hurts the sixth best quarterback in the NFL? Do you want to guess, Justin, what this came down at?
I'll say it came out to 69% say yes, that's disrespectful.
55% say no. It is not disrespectful.
To have him as six?
Yep. Six is accurate. I'm telling you, it's a very fair ranking.
Well, I'm telling you that there's a huge difference between six and nine.
I agree with that. The huge difference between six and nine. I'd agree with that. I think six is fair, though. But regardless, let's make picks for the Home Run Derby tonight. I just placed my bet a minute ago. But Justin, have you looked at these? Do you have any selections for tonight?
I haven't looked at specific odds. I got them up right now. So
I like Matt Olson plus 800.
I would say the same thing. I love Matt Olson plus 800. Oof. I love Brent Rooker plus 850. Cal Raleigh is going to lose a lot of people a lot of money
He's
tonight.
Plus 295. You got to bet on a long shot in the Derby.
The favorite never wins the Derby.
Yeah.
Never. No, you got to go with Olson or Brent Rooker. But by the way, what an awful Derby this year.
Yeah.
Just an awful list of guys.
Well, O'Neal Cruz is kind of fun.
Didn't Acuna say he was going to be in the Derby this year? He said it like a month ago.
Well,
I guess he backed out.
Yeah, he pulled out. He did that earlier in the week.
What a bum.
Yeah.
That's such bum stuff. Do you think...
I mean, I'm bummed Schwarber's not in it.
Well, do you think Schwarber or Harper will be in it next year when it's here? Schwarber might not be on the team next year.
They better
be. Schwarber might not be on the team.
Right. Philly better be in it next year.
Harper, Mr. The Pander King better be in it next year.
And I'll be interested in it next year. But that'll do it for us today. I'll be back tomorrow at 2, filling in for the afternoon guys again. Stay tuned. Ellis in the evening coming up next. Rob Ellis up next. They'll take it till 10 o'clock. Thanks to Justin D'Orazio for producing the show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.